Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 23rd recording of The Secret of the Love of God, where we're beginning on page 200, excuse me, and we're moving through three chapters, 220 to through 226, possibly in two different links, because it's been a while since I've done the recording. And the chapters are very deep, so we'll see where the energy takes us. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayru maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Page 200, the first chapter of the three, is called Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Allah nur al sam samwat wal ard. Know, my beloved, that reciting Subhanallah, the hymn of glorification, the tasbih, is sanctifying tanzih, and that the true performer of the glorification, not the one in illusion about doing it, is the one who frees Allah from all thoughts within his epiphanies, outer expressions, emanations, and specific designations. He does not see anything lacking or any excessiveness that shames the divine presence, which is free and transcendent beyond all ontological levels of the creation. And his decrees are also free from all thought. We are the ones who recite the hymns of his glorification. After he sees the benefits of everything, the Gnostic glorifies Allah as transcendent beyond all thoughts. If he does not witness him, he does not worship him. And if he does not find him, he does not realize his oneness, Tawhid. The greatest leader of the guidance, the Imam al-Huda, transmits the truth from the hidden treasure to the revealed and from the ambiguity of veiling to clarity. He glorifies Allah by his action because he transmits the truth to his slaves, who are the proportionate pictures of his self, the thought, and his reality. On his own, the slave is unable to witness this truth unless he inherits the praiseworthy qualities al-Arith Muhammadi, a Gnostic and sincere and perfect seeker. Nonetheless, the truth that is transmitted is not out of another, because otherness is nothingness, but Allah transmits the truth from his self to his self. And this is the direct tasting walk and subtle, courteous manners known only to the people of proximity and to the holiest of the holy, who are the ears, the eyes, and tongue of the truth, and the real is with them. The Gnostics are Allah's vessels, and he is their essence and eye. They move the unseen sight, the Mashad al-Ghaib, from the hidden treasure to Gnosis, witnessing existence which makes everything clear. Allah gifted them with an existence that manifests by them, within them, for them, and from them, for they witness Allah in the praiseworthy existence, the Al-Wujud al-Muhammadi, and they are his designations in the most praiseworthy epiphanies, and Allah speaks the truth and guides to the way. Know, my beloved, that a likeness of his light is a niche in which there is a lamp, and the lamp was within a glass. Quran 24:35. This is an allusion to the subtle power of physical consciousness that contains the divine intelligence, which is the power, which is the heart that is known as the house of the Lord. He created the people out of resin and clay, earthenware, Quran 55:14. This refers to the creation of the animal body, naturally dark and dense and without consciousness or intelligence. The intelligence and the light of life within the body are like the light within a niche, as in the saying which Allah sent down. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, from Quran 24:35, which means He is the source of the existence of the heavens and the earth, and the chief principle, and brought them into being. By this similitude, mathal, Allah gives a direct tasting of His being, which can be experienced within the soul of a Gnostic. His light is as a niche. He says that He is a light, but when He speaks of the niche, He says as a niche, and He does not say He is a niche. So understand, Allah does not say that He is the body, but that He is the source of consciousness and intelligence within the body. The similitude, al-mithal, al-mathal, is the outer expression that issues from His light, and Allah is the best of examples. All of the noble goals are concentrated and centered in the existence of this lofty similitude, which is the niche. The niche is the human body of the loftiest similitude, and within the body is the heart, which is the lamp. The lamp is in the glass container of the lofty intellect, that is, like a brilliant star with its root in the first divine intellect. The lamp is lit from a blessed tree, which is the secret, an olive tree that is an allusion to the divine epiphany in existence. And this tree is not from the east nor the west. He negated the attribution of direction to it, including the directions of the mother and the father, for it is not dependent upon ancestral origins, but is directed to all people alike. The fuel of the lamp, the heart, is the praiseworthiness or the Mohammedan oil, illuminated by the divine presence, even though fire has not touched it, which is an allusion to the fire of the dense creation and its veils. Allah illuminates him by emanating lights and divine provision, even though the fire of earned knowledge has not touched him. It is rather a pure light of gnosis, clarifying the realities in accordance with the light of the realized and actualized direct gnosis that enables the Gnostic to know the truth. Allah guides to His light whomever inherits the praiseworthy gnosis, the Al-Warith Muhammadi, whom He wills to guide, seeing the capacity and readiness within him. Allah gives the examples of which are the inheritors of the praiseworthy qualities in Gnosis, the people of Allah, by manifesting them among people, a complete and perfect manifestation for the ones who find the real within themselves and by which they know the truth of those Gnostics. To Allah belongs all the outer expressions of the Gnostics, because His truth is realized and actualized through them by everything He brought into actual existence. Know, my beloved, that there is a heart in the body, and within the heart there is a spirit, and within the spirit there is a secret, within the secret there is a secret more hidden. And in the most concealed secret, there is the inmost intellect that affects the heart. And within the inmost intellect, there is I, Anna. The divine similitude which he gave in the ayah about the light is to soften the intensity of the light and to refract its rays so that the faculties that overpower the human soul obey him, and so that its contents may be refined and stripped of their density. For only then will the meaning of that lofty similitude become clear. The praiseworthy Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is like the light. He corresponds to the subtle, rational consciousness within people with subtleness, activity, influence, and supervision. Whoever is ready to receive the power of unveiling, the subtle power of rational consciousness, and to express it in behavior within its loftiest realm of similitude, as in the human body, the subtleties will be unveiled to him, enabling him to be conscious of all types of realities that are controlled by that hidden, perfect power. Then he will witness its rays in his existence, and he will feel his subtlety and courtesy and loftiness, and so become conscious of its purpose and goal, and he will be granted its attentive care to attain full consciousness through the manifestation of the loftiest divine epiphanies that glorify him as transcendent beyond all. This presence becomes the center of the emanation of Gnosis that manifests the existing secrets of the dominion of the perfect words, which is the origin of Gnosis. Know that the body has clarifying light and is the niche by which the lamp can be established, and the lamp is the heart which turns according to the emanations of his lights and the secrets of his divine knowledge that is illuminated by the glass container of the pure intellect that is brilliant and is fueled by an original tree which is the chief principle of the divine epiphanies in the garden of outer expressions. It is an olive tree. Designated and particularized, it is neither in the east where it can rise like the sun, nor in the west where it can set. It is the self in Allah's secret within his existence, and that secret is the perfect man. Al-Insan al-Kamil sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Know, my beloved, that the similitude of the light of Allah is like an established niche within a constructed house of the contingent being that embodies his image in his outer expression through the loftiest similitude. This is the perfect man. Within him is a lamp that illuminates, which is an allusion to the gnosis that knows and discerns the real. Because of the subtlety of Gnosis, its transparency, refinement, and purity, nothing can be seen except he who brought it into existence. So the picture becomes an epiphany and is like a brilliant star because of the intensity of its shining light, beauty, majesty, and radiance. Its glowing light, which is not associated with heat, affects the sense of seeing of the one who is looking at it, so that in spite of the powerful intensity of luminosity and radiance, it cannot be seen. Gnosis is lit by the fuel of divine love, al-ishq, which is the source of the resurrection and manifestation of the brilliant star. By the well-established divine love, al-ishq, which issues out of the reality of his light when it touches the heart, love manifests as brilliant luminosity from the tree of the self's reality with an abundance of fruits, secrets, and blessed lights by its unifying power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the divine self as a tree because out of its lofty branches, as in the qualities, the brilliant stars, as in the Gnostics, manifest, glowing with light, pure and blessed within its sustainer, the one who is present within these qualities. Gnosis is like an olive tree, which means it is from the self. It is the criteria, and it is the Arabic Quran. Know that this is the self manifesting the qualities and specific designations by the brilliant star itself, which is the glass container, which is the lamp inside its niche, and which is the niche, for it is the loftiest similitude of the light, which is Allah. So understand. Know that the similitude of the subtle power of physical consciousness that holds the divine intelligence within it is what is described as the heart, which is the house of the Lord. This divine luminous similitude that the real describes is the likeness of the light of the human being's innate nature, because in the realm of the lights, the faculties are known by their subtle nature and their limitless, courteous subtleties. Its element is intelligence, and the news of its rationality is its consciousness of the physical senses in accordance with the rule of the materialistic forces flowing into it. The forces themselves are embodiments of the intelligence, and his similitude to it is its light. But these forces originated from the divine intelligence. To the Lord of the worlds, consciousness, al-idrak, is spontaneous because there is no other but the one Lord, and so he is the real intelligence or consciousness, al-idrak. The human's consciousness, which is attached to the animal nature, is metaphorical and not a reality due to its relationship to humanity and to denseness. But the true human's consciousness or intelligence is attached to the Lord, the sustainer, and the eternal As-Samad. Know that when people of direct tasting and divine art spoke about the subtle consciousness or the intelligence, al-idrak, they said, within the heart is the house of the Lord. This is because the people of proximity do not name a thing except by its right name, and for what that name should lead to. So they do not fall into ignorance. The light of Gnosis is well established within them, and the realities are rising within them as suns and manifesting through them. The subtle power of consciousness and intelligence is the inmost heart. For the heart is the house of the Lord, and the Lord is the originator of the subtle power, and the one who manifests it in outer expressions, as in all the brilliant lights that are glowing within the ontological order of existence as signs of the wise who forms the shapes of all creatures, be they humans or animals. Know that the meaning of he created the people out of resin and clay earthenware, Quran 55:14, is an allusion to the dark animal body that is dense by its materialistic nature. This is from the perspective that the human body, like the body of all other animals, is created like pottery from molded clay. And this is why the body's demands are materialistic in nature, dark, dense, because this is its established system. So being attached to the bodily animal nature, which is like molded clay and pottery, veils the person by its darkness and density. And he becomes covered with rust, denseness, and darkness. Know that Allah designates to the animal level a certain type of consciousness, intelligence, and a light of life that is suitable for it, and also designates consciousness, intelligence, idrak, and vigor to the divine level that is suitable for it. The human being has both of these qualities within himself. He has the consciousness, intelligence, and vigor that suits the divine level of existence and the light of life that is characteristic of being able to live in the materialistic world, which is his animal side. The animal senses within his animal form enable him to deal with this materialistic life. Nonetheless, within the human there is a loftier consciousness, a higher intelligence, and intense light of life. His dark feelings and dense nature prevent him from realizing the loftier consciousness, the higher intelligence, and the intense light of life within him. And this is because his sense of sight naturally falls upon material things because of the dense animal and dark nature of his body. In this way, all meanings and realities and secrets and the direct experience through the divine epiphanies and courtesy are veiled from him. He is turned away from it by the demands of his animal rank, which is the rank of uncertainty. Still, it is a rank among the ontological ranks according to its type, which can serve as a vehicle. For example, cattle are used as nourishment, and out of their skin and hair, furniture and garments can be made that can protect the human being from extreme cold and extreme heat. Allah has subjected the animal nature to man so that it can bring forth milk and honey and other specific benefits that animals offer. So the perfect man, al-insan al-kamil, benefits from the bodies of animals, but as far as the human being's special level of consciousness, intelligence, and light of life is concerned, this rank comes from the divine nature and is special because it is mental, akal. It is a mental rank in which consciousness can attain the comprehension of all the realities of existence and its ontological order and his outer expressions and designations, and the light of life within each of these designated vessels that glows by meanings and subtleties and the direct tasting of the loftiest proportionate pictures that are attained by gnosis. He is able to become conscious of the wise effects of the subtle power of consciousness and intelligence. This is because the human on this human level is the subtle power of consciousness and intelligence that is sensitive to everything. He is the outer expression that accepts the divine emanations through the perfect and complete intellect. And through full contemplation, inspiration, revelation, and spiritual vision. Also because he is perfect in his capacity to allow his inner being to affect his outer appearance. Human beings carry the animal form but can refine it, making it more subtle and ridding it of its dark and dense nature, returning its innate nature to its subtle origin. He can rid it of its density and so become a pure body, rid of the layers of darkness because of removing the illusory garments. The body becomes purified of the densities, brilliantly rising and glowing by the light of life, consciousness, and intelligence. Nonetheless, if it were not for the human being's physical senses, which are the loci of feelings, dispersing into the different beneficial senses like hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling, and touching, none of the inner contents of consciousness, intelligence, or the light of life would manifest in his outer manifestation. So understand. Know that except for the sharpness of his hearing, the meaning of hearing would not have manifested in him, and he would not have been hearing the real. Similarly, except for the sharpness of his sight, he would not have any insight of the realities through their visible pictures that are emanations from the hidden in the mirror of the one looking at it. That is, if he were a seer of the real. Also, except for the sharpness of feeling by touching, he would not have touched existence nor been actualized as he who is in his self, even though he exists. Furthermore, except for the sharpness of tasting in the mouth, he would not have been able to taste the meanings or know their metaphors and secrets, and he would not have talked about it at length. Moreover, except for his sharp sense of smell, he would not have been able to smell the fragrance of the epiphanies and their inspirations, nor the fragrance of the beloved or his breeze when he is filled with divine love, al-ishq. In conclusion, it is through these physical qualities that the hidden contents of the human level can manifest. So understand. Page 207, the heart, Al-Qalb. The heart is like a lamp in a transparent container of glass, and the body is like a container made of clay. See which one is more subtle, fine, and vulnerable, and which one separates and obscures. Then look at the creation through your knowledge of these meanings and know them. Know, my beloved, that the heart is like a lamp in a transparent glass container. It is very subtle and pure and free of the dense matter that perishes. It is as if it is annihilated and has no container, and is then illuminated and the light appears in its innermost core. When one looks at it, it is as if one is looking at the light itself, because it is annihilated by the purity of its transparency. This heart is very refined and vulnerable and fragile in contrast to the body, which is like a clay container, dense and dark and not purified of dirt, rust, or pollution. When it does not rid itself of the layers of darkness and habits and the dense patterns of behavior which dominate its natural disposition, but remains as earth and dust. Its manners are dense because they are related to its solid matter, which blocks light and veils vision. It is a barrier to the manifestation of subtleties because it is like a solid rock without refinement. Dark in being and in form, and except for the hidden, sublime, perfect light, nothing of its being would have opened up, even if it were full of the lights and realities of the existence and its sciences. Without the sublime light, it would have remained dark, and no intercession could have benefited it, refined it, or removed its darkness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from inheriting this dark form. The dense residue of the body is the egoistic self of the lamp which is its eyes. This sickness has no cure except for the complete annihilation of the ego that relates to the materialistic body. So understand. Know that the illumination of the heart's lamp is the result of burning, filtering, the direct experience of tasting vok, and the purification of all sorts of filth. This is to unveil its subtlety and sensitivity, for it is guided, and Allah guides to His light whomever He wills. The Quran 24:35. Walking in the heart's light is the most refined of spiritual pursuits. Since its physical body is swiftly broken apart, and its fear and awe come from its original creation, fitra. Walking in the heart's light is also what makes the truth clearly manifest, revealing its realities and majesty. For when the heart is affected by the light, you see it as the light in existence and not as a contingent state. Walking in the heart's light is the best way and is illuminated the most by the radiating light. And it is the best guidance and the most sincere and truthful, and it is the original gnosis and what leads to ascending until arriving at the divine presence. And it is the sweetest way and the most intensified tasting of love. The Gnostic's inmost being is the light of Allah, and his outwardly existence is the radiance of Allah, and his decrees are Allah's decrees. My beloved, look at the creation and seek these meanings, and if you find one with such qualities and characteristics, then know that he is the possessor of the pure, transparent heart, and deal with him accordingly. On the other hand, if you find in someone coming forth from clay, as explained before, then treat him as potter's clay, Distinguish the ones who have reverence of Allah, refined and delicate hearts, who are humble and soft and courteous as the loftier and most beneficial to humanity. This similitude makes clear to us the direction of walking on the paths which are beloved by Allah, showing us that the glassy lamps are different in color, in the density of the glass, and in their degree of polishing. Not all glass is perfectly pure and transparent. Through this similitude, we can know what is the most humble, the most obedient, the subtlest, and the most courteous, so that we can recognize the perfect man, al-insan, al-kamil, who is the loftier, the more real, the more beneficial, and the most knowledgeable. We can also recognize the people in his circle, who are the people of hearts. The people of revelation, wahi, the people who praise Allah, and the people of the Quran. They are the Gnostics who have direct knowledge of Allah. Divine knowledge is within them as original knowledge, fitra, because of their annihilation by the presence of Allah and manifestation by Him. He taught them the beneficial knowledge. Their gnosis is the most authentic knowledge, and their courteous manners are the loftiest and the most refined courteous manners, which are the perfect and complete divine ethics. The learned among his worshippers fear Allah, Quran 35:28. For in each outer appearance, the Gnostic finds divine knowledge because the Gnostic annihilates in what is known. He witnesses the universe reciting hymns of glorification and praise in honor of Allah within everything and with everything. Let me clarify the matter for you more so that you can know the Gnostic. He is the one drowned deeply in gnosis, in the divine reality of Allah, who unifies all the levels of knowledge and reveals all the meanings. The Gnostic sees his signs, and so he fears Allah and is characterized by divine practices and by his subtlety and courtesy. If you meet someone like this, know that he is a Gnostic. But if you meet someone with a different state from this, and altered stages, then he is ignorant. Even though he may carry on his back a load of books containing abundant knowledge and sciences, his example is as a donkey that carries its burden, because he does not really know. Know that the Book of Allah and the way of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the two sources of the divine emanation. We have clarified for you the reality of the true Gnostics. On the other hand, the so-called scholars are described as bad. For what is the use of the knowledge you carry if it is not authentic and if you do not benefit from it? And how can knowledge be authentic if your understanding of it is ailing and your acceptance of it is not of any benefit? We seek refuge in Allah from becoming of the people who possess these qualities. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you one of the Gnostics who fear only Allah and see only Him. Glory belongs to Him. Exalted is He, free from what they ascribe to Him. The spiritual leader of guidance, the Imam al-Huda. Know, my beloved, that if Allah makes you recognize your spiritual guide and the leader of your guidance in relation to His divine necessary existence, then you have known your Lord the real. For nothing lends you gnosis except your own essence of divine existence, which was designated to you in the rank of separation when you separated from being. As long as you are taking the news from the Gnostic and looking at him as separate from you, then you are still in the levels of your suspicion of him and or of yourself and what you have within. But if he brings you out of yourself and makes you realize true, pure love by him, then you have received certainty, yakin, from him. Know this and work to attain it. for he is the obvious real. And worship your Lord until certainty comes to you. Quran 15:99. Meaning until your worship is established by the one whom you worship. So understand. O sincere seeker in search of the real, who wants to realize and actualize his search, if you know your spiritual guide by the manners of Gnosis and by the manners of the leader of your guidance who leads you towards your spiritual maturity to fulfill your debt to Allah, know that he does not make the divine existence known to you except by the divine existence. He makes you know that he is the necessary being in what you witness of him. Through his speech, actions, courtesy, noble ethics, knowledge and explanations, in his influence on the intellects, his actions on the hearts, and in his wisdom in directing people. If you know an imam, a spiritual guide, who has this refined influence, then by Allah you have truly known your Lord the real, for there is no other who manifests by these qualities and ethical characteristics except him. And there is no other who can spread these qualities and ethical characteristics except him. Do you know that Lord, the real? That Lord, the real, is the essence of your godly existence. So if you know the divine existence, then you have known it through your godly existence. And in this station, you know him as the essence of your godly existence, which was designated to you at the level of the separation of your being, which you see, a being of yourself which is other than him. If you know this by direct realization and actualization, Dawkik, then you will know that his level of being becomes your level, because you have no being but him. And what you knew of yourself as a human being was only a shadow of his being. If this realization is achieved by you, then this is the gnosis by which you realize your metaphorical humanity. You are continuously taking the noble manifestation from him by following the instructions he informs with you with. And by looking to what he makes you witness of his epiphanies, inspirations and gifts, which he brings to you out of his generous provision. All of this proves the divine existence as long as you are taking from him and ridding yourself of the separation and its causes, and from the residue of being attached to the physical body at the level of physical sensation. At the level of spiritual attachment, you are thinking of him, and this is good because it is what you have been designated with as a reward for abiding by his commands and avoiding his prohibitions, and because of your good inclination to establish good manners, adab. Which is all because he sent down this inclination upon yourself as the authentic truth. If you are perfectly sincere and your walking leads you to the attainment of the station of the perfect guide, the Maqam Kamil al-Huda, in which you realize that there is no guidance to the real except by the real and no other, only then will you be removed from the role of separation. Your features will be erased and your veils will be removed, and you will witness the truth of your existence, which is not as you thought it was in your illusion. If he finds within you this wise epiphany of his, then he has actualized you by a constant reality, and you have become the true vessel of the doer. And at this time, you deserve the true love because you have become true in your love. When the certainty of his existence comes to you, you will see him completely with you because all of you is with him. Then you will see that you are his godly existence and he is your existence by the existence he bestowed upon you. And so you become his because you become his existence. So understand. O seeker, in search of Allah, know what Allah indirectly refers to through these inspirations and work for it with suitable manners in the presence of the noble station of the guide. and worship your Lord, Quran 1599. By the existence of the leader of your guidance, the worship that was made legal for you by the divine love, which is established in your heart as well as in all of your senses and limbs, through deep passionate longing for the divine, until certainty comes to you from you because you are his designated vessel, Ayn, or his eye, and your worshipping is actualized by the worshipped, who is your very essence, Aynak, or seeker in search of Allah. So understand. Know that the existence of the self is the encompassing ocean, because all existing things are within his existence, and the self is the God who is described by the all-encompassing qualities that are attached to the decree. Know that existence could not be an existence if it were not a self, and the self is the description of the whole existence and is, in fact, the reality of existence. This existing self encompasses all existing things, absolutely, because all existing things are his. He is the all-encompassing that is named the self, and he is the God, meaning he is the existent self, al-wujud adhat. Allah is described by the all-encompassing existing qualities that are attached to the decree. The attachments to the decrees are the outer expressions of the world of wisdom and of the presence that discerns the cycles of separation to establish the real in the creation and to actualize the creation by the real. Walking and ascending to the seat of sincerity and truthfulness must also be in accordance with these decrees. Within these decrees are the stations of passionate longing, ishq, and divine attraction, jab, and the manifestations of the ranks of slavery and lordship and the epiphanies of the beautiful names and the sublime al-ali outer appearances. Within these decrees are the minor and major stations, the garden and the fire, the grave and the isthmus, al-barzakh, the path and the final abode, the bliss and the suffering and the veil and the unveiling, because the God, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a God, is described by the divine all-encompassing qualities that are attached to the divine decrees. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the most bounteous words are those of the perfect poet Labid, who said that everything except Allah is falsehood. Know, my beloved, that the majestic name, Allah, is not a derivative of something else. This is because he is the all-encompassing name. From another perspective, the majestic name, Allah, is a derivative of divinity, Ilahiyya, for he is the God. Allah indirectly refers to this first fact when he says, say Allah is one and only, in Quran 112:1. Which is the majestic encompassing. And then he says, Allah is the eternal, Quran 112:2, referring to the majestic divinity, neither begetting nor begotten, Quran 112:3. This is the encompassing quality, for he is the whole, and absolutely nothing equals him, Quran 112:3. Which refers to the God and not to the completion and perfection of the ontological order in the cycle of separation. For he is the self-sufficient al-ghani and not in need of it by his self and his encompassing of it by his name, Allah. Allah is my protector and he suffices me. The manifest truth, al-haq al-mubin, is inferred by his praiseworthy tongue, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the late one, Ar-Rahim. What I mean is that Allah the Real establishes his divine majesty through his outer expression, who is Muhammad, and through the praiseworthy tongue, Muhammad's tongue, who is the tongue of the manifest truth, the God. He made indirect reference to the encompassing command, since he is the self whose majesty is not a derivative of something else. His reference to the late Al-Rahinun is to his encompassing eternity that does not beget and was not begotten, but encompasses the begotten and those who beget. This is because he is the whole and the glorious, who has never had a partner. He is the one who perfects and completes the ranks of the ontological creation in the cycles of separation, and he is the self-sufficient who is not in need of them. He is rich by his self, for he is the all-encompassing, the one and the only, the God.